Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains May 2nd through the 12th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Today, I want to talk to you from the depths of my heart about something that we all experience at different points in our lives. Waiting. We've all been there, haven't we? That place where we feel stuck, where we're longing for something more, where we're waiting for a change, a breakthrough, a sign that something better is coming. It's a place that can feel lonely, frustrating, and even painful at times. But today, I want to remind you of something powerful. God is about to open new doors in your life. But first, you must be patient. Patience is not easy. I know that. It's hard to wait when you see others moving forward, when you feel like you've been in the same place for too long. But let me tell you, patience is not about doing nothing. It's not about sitting around and just hoping for the best. Patience is active. It's about trusting that even in the silence, even in the waiting, God is working behind the scenes. But here's the thing, friends. The waiting period is not just a time to pass by. It's a time of preparation. It's a time when God is molding you, shaping you, getting you ready for what's to come. Because when those doors open, and they will open, you need to be ready to walk through them. Maybe you've been praying for a new job, a new relationship, or a new direction in life. Maybe you've been waiting for healing, for restoration, for a breakthrough in your finances. And maybe it feels like nothing is happening. But just because you don't see it doesn't mean God isn't at work. He's preparing the way for you. He's aligning circumstances, moving hearts, creating opportunities that you can't even imagine right now. But why does it take so long? Why doesn't God just open those doors right now? The truth is, sometimes we're not ready. Sometimes we need to learn something, grow in a certain area, or maybe we need to let go of something that's holding us back. God's timing is perfect, and He knows exactly when to open those doors for you. If He opens them too soon, you might not be prepared to handle what's on the other side. I know it's hard to be patient when you're in the middle of the wait. It's hard when you're tired, when you're discouraged, when it feels like everyone else is moving forward, except you. But I want to encourage you today. Hold on. Keep believing. Keep trusting. Because when God opens those doors, it's going to be more than you ever imagined. Sometimes the wait can feel like a test. It's easy to trust when everything is going well. But what about when things aren't going the way you planned? What about when the doors seem closed and the road ahead seems blocked? It's in those moments that your faith is being strengthened, your character is being built, and your trust in God is being deepened. So, my friends, don't give up in the waiting. Don't lose hope when things seem quiet. Instead, use this time to draw closer to God, to lean into His presence, to listen for His voice. He may be speaking to you in ways you never expected, showing you things about yourself and your journey that you need to see before you step into the next chapter of your life. Remember, new doors are about to open. Doors to opportunities, doors to healing, doors to restoration, doors to blessings that you haven't even thought of yet. And when those doors open, you're going to look back and realize that every moment of waiting was worth it. You'll see how God was with you every step of the way, preparing you, guiding you, and getting you ready for this very moment. I want you to imagine what it will feel like when that door finally opens. Imagine the joy, the relief, the excitement, Imagine the possibilities that will unfold before you. But more than that, imagine the person you will have become. The strength, the wisdom, the patience you will have gained. Because the waiting isn't just about the destination. It's about the journey. It's about who you become along the way. I know that waiting can be one of the hardest things we do in life. But I also know that God is faithful. He sees you. He knows your heart, your desires, your dreams, and He is working all things together for your good. So be patient. Trust that God's timing is perfect, and that when those new doors open, they will lead you to places of incredible blessings and opportunities. Hold on to hope, my friends. Keep your eyes on the horizon, because new doors are about to open. And when they do, walk through them with confidence, knowing that you are stepping into the life that God has been preparing for you all along.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains May 2nd through the 12th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
American investment. More jobs, higher wages. It's why Congress passed the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act in 2017, and American businesses delivered. Investing in U.S. manufacturing, increasing wages for American workers, and creating over 500,000 new jobs. Unless Congress acts, tax hikes on American families, workers, and businesses will set us back. Tell Congress to extend and strengthen tax reform. Paid for by Business Roundtable.
Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips, with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.
Continue to trust in His timing. Lean on His strength. And remain patient. Because the best is yet to come. Your new chapter is just around the corner. Be ready, because God is about to do something amazing in your life. Beloved, let's delve deeper into what it means to be ready when God opens those doors. Preparation is key. It's not just about waiting passively. It's about actively preparing yourself for the blessings and opportunities that are coming your way. One of the ways we prepare is by staying connected to God. In the busyness of life, it's easy to get distracted, to lose sight of what really matters. But in this season of waiting, take the time to nurture your relationship with God. Spend time in prayer, in reflection, and in quiet moments with Him. Allow Him to speak to your heart, to guide your thoughts, and to give you peace in the midst of uncertainty. This connection will give you the strength and the wisdom you need when the new doors open. Another way to prepare is by being faithful in the small things. Sometimes we get so focused on the big doors we want to open that we overlook the small doors that are right in front of us. These small doors might be opportunities to serve others, to grow in your skills, to build relationships, or to take care of the responsibilities you have now. Be faithful in these small things, because they are often the stepping stones to the bigger doors you're waiting for. Take a moment to consider what areas of your life you can be more faithful in. Is there a relationship that needs more attention? A skill that you could develop further? A task that you've been putting off? Being faithful in these areas not only prepares you for what's to come, but it also shows God that you are ready for the next step. And let's not forget about the importance of a positive mindset during the waiting period. It's easy to become discouraged, to let doubts and fears creep in. But remember, your thoughts have power. The way you think about your situation can either lift you up or hold you back. Instead of focusing on what hasn't happened yet, focus on what you can do now. Focus on the blessings you already have, on the progress you've already made, and on the possibilities that lie ahead. It's also important to surround yourself with the right people. The people you spend time with can have a big impact on your attitude and your outlook on life. Surround yourself with those who uplift you, who encourage you, and who remind you of the hope that lies ahead. These are the people who will walk with you through the waiting, who will celebrate with you when the doors open, and who will support you in every season of life. As you wait, remember that patience isn't just about enduring the time it takes for things to happen. It's about trusting that God's timing is perfect, that He knows what's best for you, and that He is always working for your good. It's about letting go of the need to control everything, and instead resting in the knowledge that God is in control. Sometimes, patience requires us to let go of our own plans and timelines. We may have our own ideas about how things should go, about when the door should open, and what those doors should lead to, but God's plans are always better, always bigger than anything we can imagine. Trust that He knows the desires of your heart and that He is leading you towards something even greater than you could have planned for yourself. And when you find yourself in moments of doubt, remember that God has never let you down before. Look back at the times when you were waiting, when you were uncertain, and see how He came through for you. Let those memories strengthen your faith and renew your hope. My friends, I want you to know that this season of waiting is not a wasted time. It's a time of growth, of deepening your trust in God, of preparing your heart and your mind for the incredible things that are coming your way. The doors that are about to open are not just ordinary doors. They are doors to new opportunities, new blessings, new adventures, and new beginnings. So, be patient. Hold on to hope. Keep your faith strong and your heart open, because when God opens those doors, they will lead you to a place of abundance, a place of joy, a place of fulfillment, and you will look back and see that every moment of waiting was worth it. God is about to open new doors in your life, doors that will lead you to places you've dreamed of, and even places beyond your dreams. Be ready, be expectant, and be patient. Your time is coming, and when it does, it will be more beautiful, more fulfilling, and more amazing than you ever imagined. God is about to open new doors in your life, so let's continue to trust in God's perfect timing. Let's prepare our hearts, our minds, and our lives for the blessings that are coming. Let's stay connected to Him, faithful in the small things, positive in our mindset, and surrounded by people who lift us up. And above all, let's be patient, knowing that God is about to open new doors in our lives that will lead us to places of incredible joy and fulfillment. The best is yet to come. Your new chapter is just around the corner. Be patient, be ready, and step through those doors with confidence and faith. God is with you, and He is leading you to a place of new beginnings and endless possibilities. My friends, let's continue this message of hope and anticipation. God is about to open a new door in your life, and that's not just a statement. It's a promise filled with purpose and potential. When God opens a new door, it's a sign that He's moving you forward, taking you into a new season that's perfectly designed for your growth, for your happiness, and for the fulfillment of the dreams He's placed in your heart. But what does it mean when God opens a new door? It means that something fresh and exciting is on the horizon. It means that the chapter you're about to step into is filled with new opportunity and new blessings. And as you approach this new door, there are a few things I want you to remember. First, when God opens a new door, it might look different from what you expected. Sometimes, we have a picture in our minds of what we think our future should look like. We make plans, set goals, and have certain expectations, but God's plans are often different, and they're always better. The door He opens for you might lead you in a direction you hadn't considered before, or it might require you to step out of your comfort zone. But know this, every door God opens is a door to something good, something that will bless you and grow you in ways you can't even imagine right now. So, when that door opens, don't hesitate. Walk through it with faith. Even if it's a little scary, even if you don't have all the answers, trust that God is leading you exactly where you need to go. Secondly, understand that new doors often come with new challenges. It's easy to think that when God opens a door, everything will be smooth and easy. But often, new doors lead to new levels of growth, and with growth comes challenges. These challenges are not there to stop you, but to strengthen you. They are there to help you develop the resilience, the wisdom, and the strength. So when you face obstacles on the other side of that door, don't be discouraged. Remember that God is with you every step of the way, equipping you and guiding you through every challenge. And every challenge you overcome will prepare you for even greater doors that are yet to open in your future. Third, when God opens a new door, it's often an answer to your prayers. Sometimes we pray for change, for progress, for something new. And then when it comes, we're surprised or even hesitant, but know that God hears your prayers, and He answers them in His perfect timing. When you see that door opening, recognize it as a divine response to the desires and needs you've brought before Him. Embrace it as a gift from a loving Father who knows exactly what you need and when you need it. However, with this new door comes a responsibility. You must be willing to let go of the old. Sometimes, before you can walk through a new door, you need to close an old one. This could mean leaving behind old habits, old ways of thinking, or even old relationships that no longer serve your growth. It could mean stepping away from a situation that has been comfortable, but is no longer where you're meant to be. Letting go can be difficult, but it's necessary to make space for the new. Trust that as you release the old, God is filling your life with something much better. And finally, when God opens a new door, He always goes before you. You're not walking into this new chapter alone. God is already there, preparing the way, clearing the way, clearing the path, and making sure that everything you need is waiting for you on the other side. He's already lined up the people you need to meet, the opportunities you need to seize, and the blessings that are ready to flow into your life. Knowing this, you can step forward with confidence, with boldness, and with the assurance that you are exactly where you are meant to be. So, my dear friends, as you stand at the threshold of this new door, remember these things. Embrace the change with an open heart. Face the challenges with faith and courage. Recognize this moment as an answer to your prayers, and be willing to let go of what's behind you. And above all, trust that God is with you, leading you into a new season that is full of His goodness and grace. As you prepare to step through this new door, take a moment to reflect on what this means for you personally. What is the new door God is opening in your life? Is it a new opportunity at work? A new relationship? a new chapter in your personal growth, or perhaps a fresh start in an area where you've been struggling, whatever it is, know that this is a divine opportunity, a chance to step into something greater, something that will bring you closer to the person God created you to be. Be patient, be ready, and be bold. The door is opening, and what lies ahead is more wonderful than anything you could have planned for yourself. Trust in God's timing, trust in His plan, and trust that He is leading you into a future filled with hope, purpose, and endless possibility. My friends, let's continue together, moving deeper into this message that God is about to open new doors in your life. I want you to imagine this. You're standing in front of a door that's just starting to open. And on the other side is everything you've been praying for, everything you've been dreaming about, and even things you never expected. This door represents a breakthrough, a shift, a move into something better, something brighter. But here's something important to understand. When God opens a new door, it often requires you to step into a new identity. The person you were in the last season isn't exactly who you'll need to be in the next one. This new door is calling you to rise to new levels, to embrace growth, and to become more of who God created you to be. Think about what that might mean for you. Maybe this new door requires you to step out of fear and into faith. Maybe it's calling you to leave behind old habits that no longer serve you and embrace new disciplines that will lead to success. Or perhaps it's asking you to forgive, to heal, to let go of past hurts, so that you can fully step into the new opportunities that are waiting for you. This process of stepping into a new identity can be challenging, but it's also deeply rewarding. It's about shedding the old layers that have been holding you back and stepping into a version of yourself that is ready for the new blessings God is bringing your way. It's about trusting that you are capable, that you are worthy, and that you have everything you need to walk through this door with confidence. As you prepare to step through this new door, there's something else to keep in mind. Be open to learning. Every new door God opens is a chance to learn something new, to gain wisdom, and to grow in understanding. Sometimes the lessons come in unexpected ways, through experiences that challenge us, stretch us, and push us beyond what we thought we could handle. But these lessons are valuable. They're shaping you into the person you need to be for the journey ahead. Be willing to learn from everything and everyone around you. Be open to new perspectives, new ideas, and new ways of doing things. The more open you are to learning, the more prepared you'll be to embrace the opportunities that come with this new door. And remember, God places people in our lives who can teach us, guide us, and support us. Don't be afraid to lean on others, to seek advice, or to ask for help as you navigate this new chapter. Now, let's talk about expectation. When God is about to open a new door in your life, it's important to approach it with a spirit of expectation. Expect good things. Expect miracles. Expect that God is going to exceed your expectations. Often, we limit ourselves by thinking too small, by underestimating what God can do. But God's plans are always bigger, always bigger, always better, and always more than we can imagine. Start declaring over your life that something amazing is about to happen. Speak life into your situation. Say to yourself, I'm ready for the new door God is opening. I am ready for the blessings, the opportunities, and the breakthroughs that are coming my way. Let these words take root in your heart, because your words have power. They shape your mindset, your attitude, and your readiness to step into what God has prepared for you. And as you stand at the threshold of this new door, I want to encourage you to be patient with yourself. Sometimes when a new door opens, we expect ourselves to have it all figured out immediately. But the truth is, New seasons come with a learning curve. There will be moments when you feel unsure, when you make mistakes, or when things don't go exactly as planned. That's okay. Give yourself grace. Remember that. Growth takes time, and that God is patient with you as you navigate this new path. In those moments of uncertainty, remind yourself that you are exactly where you need to be. God didn't bring you this far just to leave you. He is with you, guiding you, supporting you, and giving you the strength you need to keep moving forward. Trust that every step you take, even the ones that feel small or uncertain, are steps in the right direction. As you continue to move through this new door, stay connected to your purpose. Sometimes when we step into something new, it's easy to get caught up in the excitement or the challenges and lose sight of why we're there in the first place. But your purpose is your anchor. It's the reason God opened this door for you. Whether your purpose is to make a difference in the lives of others, to fulfill a calling, or to achieve a personal dream, keep that purpose at the forefront of everything you do. Your purpose will guide you through the ups and downs of this new season. It will give you direction when you feel lost and motivation when the journey gets tough. And most importantly, it will remind you that this new door isn't just about you. It's about what God wants to do through you. It's about how your life, your work, your actions can be a blessing to others. Finally, as you step into this new season, remember to stay grateful. Gratitude is a powerful force that can transform your perspective, uplift your spirit, and attract even more blessings into your life. Be thankful for the door that is opening, for the growth it represents, and for the opportunities it brings. Even in the challenges, find something to be grateful for, because every challenge is an opportunity to grow, to learn, and to become stronger. Let gratitude fill your heart and overflow into everything you do. Let it guide your interactions with others. Let it color the way you see your circumstances. And let it be the foundation of your faith as you walk through this new door. Gratitude will keep you grounded, keep you focused, and keep you in alignment with the blessings God is pouring into your life. So, my friends, as you prepare to step through this new door, do so with faith, with hope, and with the assurance that God is leading you into a season of abundance, growth, and fulfillment. This door is a divine opportunity, a chance to step into something new, something better, something that will bring you closer to the person God created you to be. My friends, now, let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you with open hearts, grateful for your love and guidance. Lord, we know that you are the one who opens new doors in our lives, and we trust in your timing and plan. As we stand on the edge of this new beginning, we ask for your strength and patience. Help us to wait on you, to trust that the doors you open will lead us to greater blessings and purpose. Father, remove any fear or doubt from our hearts. Give us the courage to step through the doors you open with faith and confidence, knowing that you are with us every step of the way. Help us to embrace the new opportunities and growth that lie ahead. Lord, guide our steps and let us walk in your light. We thank you for your unfailing love and for the new beginnings you are bringing into our lives. We trust in your plan and surrender our worries to you. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why my Lowe's Rewards members get a free paint or exterior stain sample to test your look and find the perfect color to confidently refresh your space. Lowe's, we help, you save. Offer valid in-store only, 5/8 through 5/14. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.